I'm in a taxi heading to my place of work, and as ever, there is always a fascinating story in a Stockholm taxi, and today is no different. What is your name and where are you from?
My name is Anwar and I come from Uzbekistan.
And how long have you been in Stockholm?
It's 9 years.
So you have a residence permit?
Yeah, I got it actually in 2011, two years ago.
And it sounds like you can now travel the world. Do you have a travel document?
Yeah, they gave me a travel document. It's a kind of passport that I can travel everywhere in the world, but not to Uzbekistan, because Swedish authorities cannot guarantee me safety there in Uzbekistan. That's why.
So did that seem strange when you got your travel documents that you could not travel to Uzbekistan, or is that normal?
I think it's normal because they know the situation in Uzbekistan. And
have you had any issues whilst traveling the world?
Yeah, I've been traveling in Europe in these 2 years. I've been to Paris, I've been to Berlin, Helsinki, and I had no problems in those cities. But when I was in Milan 2 years ago in Italy, I had a big problem. You know, I was there with my family. We were in the hotel room. It was 4 o'clock in the morning. 12 policemen just burst into our room, and they just we were sleeping at the time, and they just picked me up from there, and they started giving so many quick questions to me. And you know, we were very shocked. My wife and my son, 2 years old son, was crying at the time, and I was very shocked too, because I just asked, is it some kind of misunderstanding? They said, no, this is your name, this is your surname, it's all we are from Interpol. They told me that, it was clear that I was in their Interpol list in Italy, and they just held me for 16 hours without food. I was there very cold. It was very cold. It was winter, so I asked so many questions. They didn't answer. They didn't let me to phone anybody. They was just investigating. Although I had a passport, it was given by the Swedish authorities. It is written there that this passport is given according to the convention, Geneva Convention in 1951. So they didn't accept it. They just wanted something else. I didn't understand. They didn't answer my questions. They didn't let me phone even to my wife, who had no money to go back, who had no credit card, because we had a flight next morning, and they took me in 4 o'clock in the morning in January 14th, and they just let me go in the evening the same day at 8 o'clock. So I was there 16 hours.
So you're on an Interpol watch list. Could this be for religious reasons?
You know, I've been here for 9 years, and I got this permit for 2 years ago, and Uzbekistan gave my name to the Interpol in 2009. After 4 years, I came here. So I haven't been there in Uzbekistan in these 9 years. So I can't understand.
It can't be connected with Uzbekistan thinking that when I see your name, because you are a Muslim, and do you think that they are just assuming that you are connected with some kind of terrorist organization?
Yeah, they are thinking, they think so, because you know, I have studied in a college, Turkish college, that is opened with Turkish and Uzbekistan. We have so many colleges there, and when they became not good friends with Turkey, our government, and they started just attack our people, our college, they just closed all of them, and they just wanted to control all the people, though we hadn't do anything. We didn't do anything there.
Did you have a criminal record or any political affiliations whilst in Uzbekistan?
No, not at all. I haven't done any kind of criminal, because they couldn't have any document about this. I didn't involve any politics. I was just a student there, and I came as a student to Sweden, and things gone bad there, and I had to stay in Sweden.
As a refugee, and then I
asked refugee after this.
So, how do you feel about the terrorism in Uzbekistan?
I don't see anything serious about terrorism. I mean,
you seem, on my first impressions, as a person who cares for his family, who doesn't seem to be plotting or malicious in any way. Have you said anything on the internet to make them suspicious of your motives?
No, I haven't been in internet. All I was doing here in Sweden was just working and sending money to my family, and I haven't done anything here. I haven't been to Uzbekistan in these years. You know, they just started to take our friends there in Uzbekistan who have studied in Turkish lyceums, Turkish college, and that's why they wanted me to come back, because they are afraid that I'm against that government. But I'm not against our politics. I'm not involved in anything about politics. I was very shocked when I was in their search list, because I haven't done anything in that. I haven't done anything in my country.
How did you get out in the end? Do you know why they let you go?
I think they have been in contact with Sweden. They contacted the Swedish embassies, and they told me before, two hours before they let me go, they told me that they were waiting a kind of fax from Swedish authorities. So that's why I was a little bit happy those 2 hours, last 2 hours.
So do you think the Swedish authorities said, yes, this passport is legitimate, and let him go? Do you think they saved you?
I think so, yeah.
So how were your family at the end of this?
We are safe here in Sweden. We came back the next day, but we have that shock still. my son is afraid of my wife is afraid of police, though police are very kind here in Sweden, but we are still afraid of police because they came at night, 4 o'clock in the morning. We were just shocked and they were just crying at that time. And you know, when I didn't call in these 16 hours, my wife was very afraid what is going to happen to me and what's going to happen to them without money, without anybody there, without a ticket. So it was horrible at that time.
So do you think you will be going back to Italy?
No, I will not go back to Italy, because it's still a dangerous country for me. Because if you know those countries I have been in, France, Germany, and Helsinki, Finland, we had nothing. We had nothing there, but in Italy, I couldn't understand, because. So, you know, I speak English and I asked them English, in English, none of them could speak English. I couldn't just tell my story to them, because. So it was awful. It was.
Have you written your story down? Do you have the ability to do so it could be translated into different languages and maybe even given to Interpol? Do you think this could help if there is a statement on the record?
Yeah, I thought this first, and then I called our police in Sweden, and first they advised me to complain to Italian police instead, and then I just asked again, you must do something, because it was not good for me at that time, and they have registered the complaints, so we'll see what will happen.
Hopefully this won't be something that happens when you travel again. How long before you get the full residency papers here?
Yeah, I have a permanent residence permit. I have a permanent residence permit, but I'm not a citizen yet. It takes 2 years. I must wait 2 years again.
Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, I'm looking after that.
Good luck to you and your family.
Thank you very much.